92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
There's been a massive shift in the expectations across America when it comes to tipping. Now, I rarely do takeout from anywhere. If I dine out at a mid-scale restaurant, the server's going to get a good tip from me. But if I was to do takeout from that same restaurant, I would not be giving a tip. Because what did they do? Hand me my bag of food? The person at the fast food restaurant that handed me my tray did the same thing and I didn't tip them. But these days, it seems like we're expected to tip everyone. Even if you order from a kiosk or a digital screen and don't interact with a person, they expect you to add a tip. And a lot of people are fed up with it. The suits at Domino's Pizza have launched a new incentive program called You Tip, We Tip. They're trying to encourage people to tip their delivery team members. If you give them at least $3, they'll give you a $3 coupon on your rewards account for your next pizza. They're hoping this will stimulate sales. But I want to take a step back from this for just a second. The national hourly pay rate for tipped employees is $2.13 an hour. Think about that. Now, if I had a pizza delivered these days, I would not stiff them. I would probably give the person $5. But here's the thing. I don't need $3 off a pizza. What I want is for every business with tip-based employees to just pay their team members more money because they work hard and they deserve to make a good living. So, Domino's, how about impressing us with that? Show us you're a business that supports your employees, and I think a lot of people will be more likely to buy your pizzas. How hard can it be to apply the right solution to the problems, really?
Roll home with the Ran Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.